From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Born on this day.
Oh, Lord.
In Cleveland, Ohio, in 1966, one Maria Halle Berry, graduate of Bedford High School in Cleveland.
Cleveland's
favorite daughter. Happy birthday, Halle Berry. Now, happy birthday, initials HB. Halle Berry, initials HB. It's an HB.
Oh, my goodness.
Today. So,
you know, I sing to people happy birthday. I think you should sing happy birthday to her.
I don't sing on the radio. You know that.
Happy birthday. Okay. So here's what I think.
What do you think?
Halle Berry.
Of course, what do you think?
For the love of Pete, please, he'll bake you a cake. He will.
I'll do more than that.
Acknowledge the man.
I'll do more than that.
He's really not that bad. Okay, so would you think that Halle Berry is looking for a community service type of project?
What's that got to do with me?
It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with me. Because she's 53 today, right?
She is.
Her 53
makes
me look like I'm 83.
She makes everybody look like they're 83. I read an article the other day that says she's not aging, she's going backwards.
She's Benjamin Buttoning.
I know, right?
So, Hallie, since you're listening, and if you have any compassion in your soul, please come make me your project.
Oh, make you her project. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I want to be her project.
She'll kick your ass.
I know.
I want her
to put me on a meal plan and bring me her personal trainer.
I've seen videos of her kicking around tractor tires.
I know.
She's like ripped. She's probably in the best shape of her life now.
Actually, if she walked in and saw me, she'd say,
Just stop it.
I don't think there's any help for this.
Anyway.
But I want the help, Halle Berry.
Well, you know what? You might be inspired if you follow her on Instagram. I think that's the new key to everything in the world. She's not selling anything. She's not selling any makeup like Kim Kardashian. She's not selling any drop ship clothes.
Let's see.
Just start following her on Instagram. She's an inspiration, and she looks good naked. Man, wow. Which she likes to do. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. It is a Halle Berry free news today, right? What's going on today?
Well, Britney Spears. She's just like us, right?
What, bat crap crazy? Sure.
Not just because we occasionally melt down, shave our legs, grab an umbrella, and start raging. Besides that. Well, E! News got a hold of some financial documents from Britney's ongoing conservatorship case.
Oh, that's right.
And they reveal that she shopped at Target a lot last year, just like us. More than 80 times, to be exact.
What?
Probably a little bit more than, well, no.
That's more than me. I don't shop at Target 80 times in a year.
I go to Target a lot, but.
Well, yeah.
I was at someone's house a few weekends ago to stay the night, and it was weird to me because nothing there felt normal to me.
Because none of it was from Target?
None of it was from Target or Walmart.
Or IKEA. Wow.
I can't go to IKEA either.
Imagine.
Yeah, it's like, wow, is this what real things feel like?
I know, right?
So you do the math. It's a couple times a week on average.
Yeah, 80 times in a year. That's crazy.
She also frequented Home Depot, which I love Home Depot.
Yeah.
Hobby Lobby, Walmart, 7-Eleven, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Pier 1 Imports.
I wonder if she, you know what? I can't imagine her just shopping online. My guess is that she likes to go in, pick things up, touch them. She's Britney Spears. And, like, put them in a bag. I mean, she's never been caught shoplifting. I don't think she has. Not that we know of. No, but I think she likes to go. So, what do you do? Oh, by the way, yesterday at Disneyland, guess who was there?
What, Britney Spears?
Natalie Portman and her kid. Mm-hmm. And also Ben Affleck and his kid. Huh. Both of them at Disneyland.
Ben Affleck has more than one kid.
He only took one. He took the boy. What? They went to Star Wars. They made lightsabers. There's tons of pictures online today of him and his son walking around Disneyland with their lightsaber cases.
Why didn't he take the girls?
They were with mom. They were out shopping at Brentwood yesterday. Saw that online too. So
that's very gendered. discriminatory.
We're not going to get into the gender thing today. Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it right there. Stop it right there.
All right. All right. So anyway, Brittany spent more than $66,000.
That's nothing. It's more than I make.
Household supplies.
That's more than I make in a year.
It's more than a lot of people. Most people make it a year.
Right. But still, for her, that's a drop in the bucket.
That's a drop in the bucket. And maybe Brittany figured out, wow, you can buy more here.
And have more fun.
And have more fun than you can going to some, you know, other place and spending $66,000 and getting half.
Right, right.
All right, so, but remember, Brittany's rich.
Yes, she is. She's a rich bitch.
And reportedly now has assets worth $60 million.
Wow, crazy.
I'm almost kind of surprised that's all.
Yeah.
Well, there was some recovery to do. And anyway, she has a bad habit of shopping. All right, so Mike Tyson. When's the last time Mike Tyson's been in our Who Cares news?
Never. Have we ever talked about Mike Tyson?
Maybe one. I mean, how many shows have we done?
This is like 1,581.
Maybe one. Maybe yeah. Two. He's yeah. Popped into conversation.
I'm amazed I could remember. I had to look at iTunes to see. Oh, yeah, 1581
today. Kind of like his, you know, other famous people, Willie Nelson.
Oh.
Mike Tyson has recently gotten into the weed business.
Well, I don't think that Willie has recently gotten in the weed business.
No.
I think Willie's been in the weed business.
Like Snoop Dogg has a
yeah.
weed business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all these celebs.
There's a lot of weed businesses.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson has a marijuana ranch in California.
Yeah. He can grow it, and he can get a license to grow it and sell it in a dispensary.
Now,
yeah.
He's hoping to make a living at it. That is, if he doesn't consume all the inventory himself.
Consuming.
Yes.
I think you can make a living at it if you don't smoke everything you grow.
Yeah, so there's the problem right there.
Oh, really?
On his podcast, Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, he said that he and his business partners smoke around 40 grand worth of pot.
What?
A month.
What?
A month.
Ay, ay, ay.
40 freaking grand.
Oh, my God.
$40,000 of pot.
That's
a
more
month.
Money than I make in a month.
His partner said.
Sadly, it's more money than I make in a year. But anyway, that's just me.
His partner said, you're never going to get Halle Berry like that.
I know that. Right. I know. You're right. Fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I better like start. Stepping up my game. I need to step up my game.
So his partner said they smoke 10 tons of weed at the ranch a month. Well, I mean, we're assuming that's more than just him and Mike, but who knows? Where's the Doritos?
One more time. Happy birthday, Halle Berry. We love you, and we'd love to meet you.
I bet Mike Tyson would say, happy birthday, Halle Berry.
I think they've met.
They probably have.
I think
have.
They have. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Right. Back to normal, whatever it is we do tomorrow. Not all this celebration, of course. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.